Shalom Aleichem. Today for Erev Shabbat Bo, Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 5 of Ketubot, Mishnayot 6 and 7, 5, 6, 7. Yesterday we mentioned a husband who made a neder on his wife that she should not do any work around the house whatsoever. That's not a good idea. We would have to end the marriage because idleness leads to insanity, can lead to promiscuity. Now, Mishneh Vav deals with another kind of neder, which is sort of a nuclear option that destroys a marriage. Hamadir et ishto, one makes a vow on his wife, mitoshmish hamita, from using the bed. That's, of course, a euphemism for marital intimacy. Now, the Gemara explains he can't actually ban that because that's a biblical requirement of a Jewish marriage. But what he can do is ban himself from enjoying such activities with his wife, which basically means it's forbidden for him to do so. Beit Shammai Orim Shtei Shabbatot. Beit Shammai says such a situation could continue for up to 2 weeks. Beit Hillel Orim Shabbat Echad. Beit Hillel says only 1 week. And after that, we would force him to pay her the ketuvah and grant her a divorce so she can go and find a husband who is interested in this physical aspect of the relationship. As we're going to see in this Mishnah, this is the source, and that the Torah requires on a biblical level, there's a biblical obligation for a husband to be with his wife physically, not just emotionally and financially, but to physically be present. And it's also interesting that we've seen in recent days that the financial obligations of a between a husband and a wife, those they could technically agree to waive his obligation to support her, and she'll keep her money, support herself, but this aspect of the marriage cannot be waived or contracted around. It is an absolute biblical requirement. Now, obviously, if there are medical issues involved, emotional issues involved, one should consult a local Orthodox rabbi or a local expert, a medical doctor, to try to work through these issues. Anyway, the Mishnah goes on, HaTalmidim, the students, the young men learning in Kollel and Yeshiva, Yotzin the Talmud Torah, they can go out of their city to go and learn Torah, Shelo Bershut, even without asking permission, Shloshim Yom, they can be gone for 30 days, even though obviously they're not in the same city as their wife, they're not physically available to help their wife in this manner during those 30 days. HaPoalim, workers, men who, they're doing physical work, it can include even tailors and weavers, people are builders, you know, they're going on a project, you know, they're going to supervise the building of a house in a different city. Shabbat Achad, they could leave for 1 week without permission. Of course, with the wife's permission, they could leave for an even longer project. Now, the Mishnah explains, Ha'ona Ha'mora Batura, the obligation for a husband and wife to be intimate together that the Torah refers to, and it depends on profession, we're about to see. Hatayolin, those who are metayol, who basically they don't have such a physical demands on them, they're not tired and worn out by their work. Bechol yom, they have an obligation every day. Of course, if the wife is interested, the husband should be available for her every day. Hapoalin, those who are workers who are working locally, not those going out of town for projects, but those who stay in the city. Shtaim b'Shabbat, twice in 1 week. A chamarin achat b'Shabbat. A chamar is a donkey driver, so they would usually go on these donkey trips, you know, like cross-country truck drivers nowadays. They would drive their donkeys long distances. They might be gone for a week at a time. So once a week is their minimum obligation. A gemolim, those who drive camels, the camel caravans would go for longer trips, l'shloshim yom, once in 30 days. The hasaponim, saponim are sailors on the high seas, achat l'shisha chadoshim. They must be home at least once every 6 months to be with their wife, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer, his reading of what the Torah requires as the minimum intimate requirement a man has towards his wife. The Gemara actually mentions that a man who is in, you know, a certain profession isn't allowed to change professions to the detriment of his wife without her agreement. Let's go on to Mishneh Zayin, more about this issue. Hamoredit al baila, a woman who's rebelling against her husband. She refuses to share a bed with him. You know, there might be other issues involved, but the issue the Mishnah is fixated here on is she is refusing to live as a wife with her husband. Pochatin lo mektivata, we decrease from her ketuvah amount. Shiva dinarin b'Shabbat, 7 dinar every Shabbat, 1 dinar a day. A dinar is the same as a zuz, so a 200 zuz ketuvah would be used up in 200 days. Rabbi Huda says the amount is shiva tropaikin, 7 torpik, per week, which is actually four times the amount, so the entire ketuvah of 200 zuz would be gone in 50 days. The Mishnah elaborates, od matai hu pochet, until when can the husband keep deducting, od keneget ketuvata, until the entire amount he would owe her in the ketuvah is gone. Rabbi Yossi omer le'olam hu pochet v'chalach, he could keep deducting from her amount, even though now she's really going into the negatives, you know, it's off the ketuvah balance sheet already. She might inherit some money from somewhere else. And he could basically write, give her a bill, you know, make her pay this fine. And the Mishnah adds, V'chen hamorid alishto. And similarly, when a man is rebelling against his wife, he's refusing to be intimate with her. Mosifin lo oktivata shlosh dinarin b'shabbat. We add onto her ketuvah 3 dinar, every single week. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Shlosha Trapa Ikin. Again, that's 4 times the amount. Now, the Gemara makes note that the wife is hit with a larger financial penalty than the husband, and they explain that the lack of physical intimacy is more physically painful for a man than for a woman. It's interesting, we are in Parshat Bo, where Am Yisrael is about to get out of Mitzrayim, and one of the things the Egyptians did was to work the Jews so hard that they were unable to live together as husband and wife. As the Haggadah famously says, V'yado Elokim, Hashem knew all of the private, intimate things. As I appreciate Derech Eretz, that the shibud, the enslavement, was so harsh that they were unable to live together as a normal family. So a lack of physical intimacy and family unity was one of the big casualties of the enslavement in Egypt. And so our sages treated it as a very severe infraction in a marriage. Later on in the book of Shemot of Exodus, chapter 38, verse 8, when it talks about the women donating their mirrors to the Mishkan, to the tabernacle, and Moses was reluctant to take them because they were used for to beautify, to do the makeup and the jewelry. And on that verse, Rashi cites a Medrash Tanhuma, which explains that the women in Egypt made a valiant effort to retain a normal family life between husbands and wives, and they were zochot to a tremendous, tremendous reward, a tremendous schar. Their mirrors became part of the holy Mishkan, the mirrors that they had used to look beautiful for their husbands in Mitzrayim. So too, Hashem should give us the zechut to be free of all of our limitations, all our Mitzrayim, all our Mitzrayims, and to be able to serve Hashem as a servant to Him alone and nothing else. Yashar Kochachem, Shabbat Shalom.